This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Serbia's prime minister dissolved his government today and called for new elections. Vojislav Koštunica, a nationalist, said his government was too fractured to function. He accused his pro-Western coalition partners of failing to defend Serbia's claim to Kosovo. Kosovo's declaration of independence last month sparked fierce protests from Serbs who consider that land the cradle of their civilization. Angry mobs in Belgrade attacked the U.S. embassy as they held America responsible for the humiliating final fracturing of what was once Yugoslavia. A new book takes us back to the Balkan Wars of the 90s, when Yugoslavia was breaking apart and descending into bloodshed. It's a biography of a terrifying figure known to the world as Arkan. His real name was Jelko Raznatovic. He was a master criminal who went on to recruit legions of football hooligans and formed a bloodthirsty paramilitary. The new biography of Arkan is called Hunting the Tiger: The Fast Life and Violent Death of the Balkans' Most Dangerous Man. Author Christopher Stewart took me through Arkan's notorious career.
Arkan started off as a petty thief, and he left for Europe in his early 20s, became one of Europe's most prolific bank robbers. But the way he did it was sort of unique. He had this sort of quid pro quo with the Yugoslav Secret Security Agency. They said, we'll give you fake passports, we'll give you aliases, we'll give you all the resources you need to be a professional criminal if you work as a hitman for us and kill off political dissidents. And of course, he took the deal, and it made him an enormously successful bank robber. And when he did get put in jail, he managed to escape. And for that, he killed off numerous political dissidents for Tito's government.
He gets a contract from the Yugoslav state security apparatus for a contract hit on a dissident. And your description of that is incredible. He spends night after night on a rooftop waiting for the target to show up.
Right. This is in Germany. The target is a Kosovo dissident. He is really one of the philosophical thinkers behind the first Kosovo-Albanian dissidents. And Tito wanted this guy dead so he could stomp out any sort of ethnic divisions. So Arkan sets himself up on the roof of this guy's apartment. And finally, after a week or so, this guy arrives. But he doesn't arrive alone. He arrives with a whole crew of people. And, of course, Arkan doesn't know what to do about this. He actually calls the state security and says to them, I think I'll just kill them all. And like I said, no, that's just a mess. There's no way. You can't do that. You have to wait. So Arkan waits and waits, and finally the target emerges from the building and he shoots him down. And then, like all the other hits, he vanishes.
At the beginning of the war, after Tito is gone and Milosevic has come to power in Serbia, Arkan is actually hired to insert his paramilitary group of thugs, which he called the Tigers. And it's basically paid to go in and ethnically cleanse in places like Vukovar in Croatia and Behalina just inside Bosnian territory. And he really gets the ball rolling.
That's right. The Tigers became a complement to the Yugoslav army. They were the ones that were sent in initially to cleanse a town, torture people, mutilate, and clear everyone out.
Well, you said they actually cut off noses and ears.
They created torture chambers, separated women and children from the men, you know, drove the men off into the woods and systematically killed them. And there are some horrific stories, first in Croatia and then in Bosnia.
Let me ask you, Christopher Stewart, Arkan was never brought to trial, even though he was indicted by the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, because he was assassinated early in 2000, before he could be. But by the time it was all over, he had become such a target. You compare him a little bit to Osama bin Laden. He was so high profile. Did he, do you think, create the Serbian vengeance that you portray here, or was he a product of it?
He did embody this Serbian vengeance. You know, you go over to Belgrade and you talk to people these days, and Arkan is still sort of this icon.
What does that say to you about Serbians? Well, I know that he's not revered by everyone, but what does it say to you about the Serbian consciousness?
Yes, he is not. The specter of Arkan is still very much alive in Serbia. I'd say that many of the young people, they want to become more Western. They want the European Union. But there is this sort of yearning for a stronger Serbia. A time when, you know, Milosevic was in power, you know, Serbia was strong in the region. And in that way, that's how Arkan is still very much a part of the psyche of Serbia.
Christopher Stewart's new book is called Hunting the Tiger: The Fast Life and Death of the Balkans' Most Dangerous Man. Christopher Stewart, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can read an excerpt about the harrowing day Stewart ran into Arkan's forces at npr.org/books.